Okay, should I do that first?
Should I do that?
I'll just do it. You're doing the intro.
Okay, I'll do it while you take the pizza out. Oh my god. Wait, you ready?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ashley.
And Maggie getting pizza.
And you're listening to The Watering Hole, a place where animals and animal enthusiasts regularly drink. Every episode, we'll talk about different animals and why they're cool, from basic biology to the threats they face and what people are doing about it. All while under the influence. Oh, she brought it over.
Well,
beautiful.
It's just how it's gonna have to be.
So, in normal fashion, Maggie and I are running behind. Wait. Something just fell on my desk, so it's already chaos. What the hell was that?
Great.
I don't know. It wasn't a rat. I know that.
What are you using to cut this?
The pizza cutter.
Which is where?
Drawer. Look at my counter all the way to the right. The one closest to the door.
Got it.
Yeah, this is a... We are both prepared for this episode. We're just running late.
Yeah.
Because we have a...
Oh!
I really hope the microphone got Argo's burping into my lap right now as he gets comfy on the couch.
He's really just letting it all go.
Yeah.
But no, we were like kind of, like I was like pretty much set up when you got here. You had your research done, and yet somehow
we just are always running a little behind.
Only.
I also want to point out that you texted earlier today, and you were like, "Just so you know, my water tastes funky, so." Bring water.
Water.
And I was like, why is your apartment always befallen by some calamity?
That's what I pay the big bucks for, baby.
Oh my gosh.
No, my water like tastes vaguely of dirt, which is not what you want. And I haven't reported anything, but we got yesterday an email being like, they're fixing some like closure of like, we're pausing your water for like 2 hours on Friday, so I'm hoping that they're fixing it. I'm like, is it worth
complaining
saying something?
When
I'm like, my water definitely tastes like dirt.
Hmm. If like, it's just dirt, still. Like my water, it tastes like not really metallic, kind of. My friend, the way I described it, my friend said I might have copper in my water. I was like, it might be like my copper pipes. I was like, terrific.
And then I was running errands today. I was like, okay, well, I'll stop and get a Brita, like, for whatever's happening. Like, maybe that'll help. And then I'm, like, in the checkout, like, trying to move fast, and I can't, there's no barcode on the fucking Brita.
Oh, God.
And so the lady came over, she's like, well, I'll have to go find you a different one. I was like, I don't have time for this.
I don't
I was like, I am sorry. Like, thank you so much for your help, but I do not have time for this. My clue is breakfast calamari.
Breakfast calamari?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our hints have devolved...
No, mine's so good.
...into, like,
really,
so useless.
Really think about it.
Breakfast calamari?
Breakfast calamari.
So what's something with a lot of tentacles that I would want to eat for breakfast?
Yeah. I mean... breakfast calamari.
A breakfast octopus, a breakfast... What?
You're getting there.
A breakfast squid, a breakfast
Okay, do you think the clue
cuttlefish.
Breakfast is in the name of the animal?
Cereal octopus. yogurt. Squid. Ugh. Milk.
You
and
might find it at Denny's.
Pancake.
It's another name for a pancake.
A flapjack octopus.
Yes! See?
God damn it.
It wasn't that bad of a hint.
Oh, it was terrible.
I like that you thought that the clue breakfast was just the name of the animal.
Well, I thought that first starting with breakfast would help me get to the second.
Gotcha.
It doesn't work.
It didn't. But I like the thought process.
Did you see the steam coming off of that pie?
All of a sudden, this is a pizza commercial. If you're watching on the YouTube channel,
we're gonna burn our tongues if we eat this.
We're looking
now.
For pizza sponsors.
Okay.
Okay. Flapjack octopus. Have you ever seen it? Do you know what it is?
Yes, and I'm so glad I didn't choose the mimic octopus like I was about to.
Oh god! So the flapjack octopus, also known as Pistothetis californiana. What are you doing?
You said teeth, and so I made a teeth face.
Gotcha, gotcha. Or what it was almost called, the adorabilis.
Oh, it's, why should we call it? Why wouldn't it call that?
Yes, no, really cute. So it's a species of umbrella octopus. So these are a unique group of serrate octopods. And you can tell them apart because they're the ones that have a bunch of webbing in between their tentacles.
Oh, yes. They're oh, wonderful. Ones. I like those because it's like an umbrella.
Yes. I was going to say, hence the umbrella, when they spread them out, they kind of float gently to the ocean floor. And it's very, very cute. This group also sport a little pair of fins on their mantle or on their head that look like little elephant ears.
Yes. Oh,
they're
my goodness. They're
just
very
so cute. And then also something about this group is that they can't camouflage like other octopods.
They really? Do we know?
They can't change their...
This is probably because they do something else.
They do something else, sort of. Or they are something. They exist in a different way.
Yeah, there
but,
we go.
Yeah. They have other means. But yeah, so they didn't develop that, or evolve that ability. So what do they look like?
Ugh, they're just so adorable.
So freaking cute. So they grow up to 20 inches or 50 centimeters. But if you want to know what they look like, just think if you've ever seen Finding Nemo.
I was just going to say.
You got to look at Pearl. Pearl from Finding Nemo is in fact a flapjack octopus.
Is that the name of the octopus?
Her name is Pearl.
I didn't know that. Or maybe I didn't remember that. Is she ever addressed? I didn't think she, I don't know.
Probably not. The amount of characters that aren't addressed. Remember when we found out Flounder had children?
Yeah, that was mind-blowing.
Anyway, but no, Pearl is, in fact, a flapjack octopus. But yeah, so they have this kind of big noggin, big head, mantle, with tiny little fin tentacles at the top, but then also a little... Oh, wait.
They're not fin tentacles.
I know, that was wrong, because I was reading it wrong. Big noggin, tiny little... Why am I doing my hands? Tiny little tentacles. Like, they don't have long arms.
They have short, stubby tentacles, like Pearl.
My one tentacle is shorter than all my other tentacles.
Exactly.
But you can't really tell.
That was good. That was really good. And they have their little ears, their little fins on top.
Yes. I'm referencing a photo. That's why I keep looking at my phone.
Of
the octopus.
Oh, okay. I was like, of something else?
No, yeah. I'm looking at something else.
You just go through your photos. Thanks, Pestrain. And typically they're like a pinkish or orange color. They kind of, any like, kind of like, various shades of like, red is important. Just remember that.
Okay. I was just going to say, pink or orange or red, that's clear why they could have been named Adorabilis.
Adorable. I think it's just because they're just so round. Blah. They're so round with tiny little tentacles. Mm-hmm. But that's when they're floating around. When they're on the sea floor, they are flat. They're flat, little flapjacks.
Oh, no way.
They literally look like uncooked pancake batter. Pancake batter. They're just lumpy and gelatinous. They're flat. They're flat. That's what they are. There's no other way to describe it.
Did I ever tell you the story of when I...
We don't have time for tangents.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Tell me the story.
We really don't, actually.
Tell me the story.
So when I was maybe 4 years old, my sister, who's 10 years older than me, mm-hmm. was babysitting me. Our parents were gone. And she had two rabbits that lived outside, out back, yes. in a hutch. Mm-hmm. I did tell you this story.
But I don't remember what happened.
So it's nighttime, like 8 p.m. It's dark out. And she sends me, this little four-year-old, out into the backyard to go check on her rabbits. I don't know, just to be cruel. Like,
yeah.
So I go out there with a flashlight, armed with a flashlight alone. And I come back inside, and I was like, oh, and her rabbits' names were Snickers and Rolo. And so I come back inside, and I said, like, I think Rolo is dead. And she was like, what? She starts screaming. She's like, how do you know? And I was like, well, I think, She calls my mom, who's at, like, some conference or whatever, and she's like, Mom, our rabbit is dead! And, like, my sister still hasn't gone out back.
She hasn't checked her sources.
No,
at all.
Still hasn't.
Good.
No, calls the mom first. And so my mom puts me on the phone or like asks to speak with me. And my mom's like, Maggie, how do you know that the rabbit is dead? And I said, it's flat.
Is this when you learn that rabbits get very flat when they lay down?
Right. It's so like, it just it was laying down. It was just. I didn't know how, I mean, I was a four-year-old.
Why would you trust a four-year-old?
I don't know.
Never trust a four-year-old.
Oh, it was dead.
What?
It was dead. It was, in fact, dead. It also had flies flying around its corpse.
I don't remember that part of the story. Plot fucking twist, man.
It was, in fact, a dead rabbit. Yeah.
I mean, I guess where do you go from
that's
there?
That's essentially the end of the story and my connection to you saying this flapjack pancake this octopus flat could cat be flat.
Yep. Anyway. Oh, man.
Please move on.
All right. So where can you find this flapjack octopus pancake guy or gal? They can be found in oceans worldwide, but primarily in the northern and northeastern Pacific, ranging in the west from off central Honshu in Japan and the Sea of can you tell that I just took this from Wikipedia? The Sea of Akatsuk. It's northernmost range in the Bering Sea, and its eastern range is along the western coast of North America, as far south as Eureka Bar in California.
Wow, they are very all over.
They're all over. And they're typically found between 125 to 823 meters down, which is what such a specific number.
We were checking.
Yeah, so, oh, I wanted to do a compare of, like, how deep is that?
How deep is it?
How deep? I don't know, and I don't have time to check.
Okay.
Editor Ashley is like, fucking yeah, keep it moving. Let's do this. So what does it do? What's this guy, what are they doing?
I know, you told us it's red. I'm waiting for it.
So, what they're doing is not swimming particularly well. They're not great swimmers. They're more floaters. Very, very, sea jelly-like in their movements. Mm-hmm. They pulsate their body and contract their arms to move around. So again, just think pulsating jelly. But they do like to drift down to the ocean floor and they just umbrella out and just poof, 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 poof. They eat worms and other small invertebrates on the seafloor by probing around with their small sucker discs on their arms. And they also have Siri. Not...
They have Apple down there?
They do. They just pull out their phone and they're like, I am looking for... No. Siri spelled C-I-R-R-I. And their finger-like filaments on their arms to feel around.
Okay. Or
was I... Oh, my God. Watch my brain just shut off. So they trap their prey under their arms, and then they move their mouth over it with their little suckers and...
Fuck it up?
Yeah. So just eating. One thing, though, that I found that was... I thought... Not one thing. I think they're really cool all around. But one thing in particular is their reproduction. Is because I feel like, especially giant Pacific octopus are known for these one large spawning event where, like, the mother then dies. Like, they spawn once.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So these guys are continuous spawners. Oh. So the female lays one or two large eggs at a time over several years. So they're more, I guess, more traditional in their reproduction.
Okay.
They're not a one-and-done kind of deal. They actually continuously reproduce.
Oh, I have such a story. But we don't have time.
We don't have time. The reason we're saying we don't have time, should we say why?
Yeah, it's not going to be really a secret.
I guess next episode we'll have a guest, and so the guest is coming. And
the guest is on their way.
The guest is on their way. what a preview. but one thing that I thought was really interesting is that the eggs have a hard protective shell. Just when you think of, like, fish eggs, like, they're always little jellies.
Globbies. Yeah. Jellies was better.
Thank you. But no, globbies was good. And they're not protected by mom.
Which, again, is not what you expect with an octopus.
No. Or, like, even fish. Like, I don't know. It's just... It feels, like, bird-like. Well, no. Birds protect their eggs. Okay. It feels... What doesn't protect their eggs? Feels like a bitch.
Feels like abandonment issues.
But apparently, I didn't... As per usual, I didn't dig into this fact, but I think it came from Monterey Bay Aquarium. So, like...
They know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about. We don't have time.
It's literally telling us we don't have time because this is when our guest is arriving.
Oh my god. But it takes nearly 3 years for the eggs to develop and hatch.
Wow!
Right?
This is so cool. Oh my god, this is like the octopus species I wanted to talk about. That was one of my... We'll do it in another episode. Stay tuned.
Ooh! What a way to make people come back.
Wow, it can take 3 years. No wonder mom doesn't want to hang around. She's like, I don't have time for this.
Right?
I am like,
I've got other things to do. And then fun fact?
Yeah.
No one has ever seen them mate. They don't know how they do it.
So, I mean, that is the case with so many octopuses.
True. Octopods?
Yeah.
Depends who you talk to.
Yeah. That is pretty cool, though. Octopuses are so...
Octopodes.
Never octopi. That is incorrect. That is really interesting, though.
Right?
Ugh, the ocean is a great, cool place.
No one friggin' knows! So why are they cool? Well, one, that's because they're adorable. Mm-hmm. They're just so freaking cute.
Yeah.
And so even though they can't camouflage, as we've mentioned previously...
I bet I'm not even in the frame here.
Probably not.
God, my fucking dog. He's taking up the whole couch.
So even though they can't camouflage, they're basically invisible to predators. Because although we can see yellow to reddish colors, deep sea animals can't. Because red wavelengths don't reach the deep sea. So any red pigmentation, it just appears dark.
Oh.
They're not visible by the wave. You can't see them. They're basically invisible. So it's basically like, I'm just going to hang out. And if someone comes too close, then I'll just scuffle.
Scuttle away.
Scuttle away. Pulse away.
Right, right.
But yeah, because they're these like shades of red, they're basically invisible. They're wearing invisibility gloves.
Wow, isn't that a different way of doing it? Like, I don't need to...
Isn't that a different way of doing it?
It's what like a mother says when she doesn't want to like judge her child right? for not doing the
That's
plan
that she
envisions.
That's how my mom describes me all the time. Well, isn't that a different way of doing it? Thanks, Mom.
Wow. Okay, keep going. I don't want to interrupt.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. My last thing was, how are humans fucking them over? There's no direct threats, but they live in the ocean.
Yeah,
so
they're just fucked.
So they're fucked. I had a follow-up to that's a way of doing it.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. But yeah, though, that's the flapjack octopus.
Wow. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. I did not know that that's what Pearl was in Finding Nemo.
Oh, I will say, I don't think I have time to check it, but, because Pearl's, like, famous line is, you guys made me ink.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that this
they can't
group
ink.
Of octopus can't ink.
Right, okay.
So that is incorrect, which I made a video about how accurate is Finding Nemo.
Finding
and
Nemo!
I did not reference that, so now I need to know. And look at that.
Is he?
He's here.
So, our audience won't really realize this, but welcome back, because we just took the last half hour off, because our guest
it's been a day.
Did arrive, and is now sitting off camera and going to listen to me
the suspense.
Speed through.
The suspense should be killing you.
I know, I hope it is killing
just
you all.
Just you wait. You have no idea what's coming.
Ooh. And during this half hour interlude, we all took a shot. The drunk factor is through the roof at this point. Also because, like, neither of us had dinner before this. We had this pizza that's half done.
We're working on it.
And, okay. I mean, it's dough and cheese. Like, it'll take care of business. Also, have we ever talked about, you remember, friend of the pod, Steve,
what's it called?
The Boodly.
Is that Boodly?
Yeah, so our friend Steve, who also has a podcast and who we also used to work with, he also used to live in Switzerland, and there's a German-Swiss word for, like,
It's, like, basically, you eat, like, a lot to, like, make a little, like,
pouch
for yourself in your tummy.
So that you don't get exponentially drunk. It's the dough you put in your stomach. It's a budli. Anyway, that's what we've...
I do bring that up way more often than I
bring it up.
I never remember what it's called.
It's a budli. I bring it up way too often. Okay. So, I'm prepared to tell you about my animal. I don't have a lot to say, but it's going to be another speed round. So, are you ready?
Wait.
Here's your hint. This bird probably likes to
hang... Oh! Sorry, I'm excited that this bird...
This bird probably likes to hang 10. Don't worry, I have more clues to help you along.
I'm nervous.
Want more?
Is it a Hawatzen?
No.
Okay.
That was a good guess.
Different
bird. This seabird.
Oh!
Probably likes to hang 10. Exactly.
bird like
that? I have two more clues.
So it likes to surf. I'd like another clue, please. Then I'll win the million.
I'd love to know if our guest knows what it is, but we can't.
We can't ask.
We can't know.
Them.
You're not here yet. Okay, it's this is a really good giveaway, so I'm going to give you a different hint. They're also known as Skunk Head or Pepe Le Pew.
Is it some kind of auk?
No, but I think
Skua?
No, you're thinking in the right direction, though.
Puffin?
Kind of. No. I do see them in Maine every summer. That's your final hint.
Oh, no. Is it a... I'm out.
You definitely know this bird.
They like to hang ten, so they're surfing around. Mm-hmm. And they're in Maine, and they are skunk-like.
It's a seabird.
And it's a seabird.
Well, you know what? My fault. It's a sea duck. Does that help you?
I mean, it should. Wait, now I don't... Taylor, do you know what it is?
I think so.
What is it?
I'm not getting away.
You have to get it. Fuck! I don't know!
You've said one of the words in its name multiple times now.
Oh, it's not for you.
Ollie!
Excuse me! I've said one of its names multiple times.
You said one of the words. One of the words in its name multiple times.
I. Scott Hang. Surfer?
Yes!
Surf scooter. Surf scooter.
Surf.
A surf scooter?
A surf scooter. No. I love how charades was happening off camera.
I know. There's definitely no way that was on camera, but.
Oh my god, that was great.
Thank you, guest. Oh, thank you,
our host. Are we having fun without you?
Surf scooter.
Surf scooter. It is my favorite of the scooters.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know that I have a favorite scooter.
It's because I see them in Maine every summer, a bunch of different scooters.
Yeah.
And these are my favorite purely based on name and looks alone. Because as you know, if you've watched Ashley and the Planet's video on penguins, it's because I judge books by covers. So.
She just gotta do it.
This sea duck, the females are rather drab. They're not that beautiful. They're brown, whatever. But the males are so beautiful. They're black. They're fully black with a white stripe on the back of their neck.
Ooh.
And then a white patch on the, like, above their bright orange bill. Okay. And their beak is very bulbous.
Mm-hmm.
So they're easy to spot in the water. and... peanut gallery happening. But I think they're just so pretty looking because of that starkness.
Ooh.
So of the other scoter species, there's the white winged, the common, black, stenagers, and velvet.
Are they all in Maine?
No. Oh. So the white winged and the black scoter are in Maine as well. But the others are like in the Pacific and Europe and elsewhere. But, I don't know, surf scoters to me just look the sleek and chicest.
Yeah? Can I Google it?
You sure can. So, they have a wingspan of just under 3 feet.
Ooh.
Which is pretty impressive.
A meter.
But, they're only 2 pounds. Again, we've talked about this with a lot of birds. So much lighter than you expect.
Oh!
Aren't they handsome?
Bulbous is correct.
Excuse me. Oh my god, it is bulbous.
That beak looks like it belongs to another bird.
So they
looks
are.
Looks like they took it from someone else.
They are rather ducky, but then their beak is like a goose.
Yeah, what's this patch? You know what I'm talking about?
The white spot that I just described above its beak?
No, it's like a big black patch.
Where?
Right there.
I think that's just for mating purposes. It's like, I want to look real good, so I'm going
to
give you...
To be fair, I feel like when you're talking about animals, if something's weird, you can just say it's for mating purposes, and you get away with it.
That's exactly what I just did.
For mating purposes.
That's probably something to do with mating and looking good.
Totally.
For the ladies.
But they are sweet, I would agree.
So they live up to 11 years.
Nice.
They don't live that long compared to, like, some of your other seabirds that can live 20, 30, 50 years. They lay 6 to 9 eggs in a single clutch. They breed in northern Canadian boreal forests. Also, I didn't say where they are. So they're just Maine. Yes, they're in Maine, but they're in North America. So okay. They're found in Pacific and Atlantic coast, but all throughout northern Canada. And then they spend their wintering months along the coasts.
Nice.
So.
Peanut gallery, was that a notification that just came through?
No, it was probably my phone.
It was you? Who's making noise?
I'm actually really popular.
Accusing the peanut gallery of not silencing the phone.
That's right, it sounded like it came from so sorry.
My phone was on
I thought Maggie knew better.
To know that our guest was coming, and I forgot to put it on silent once our guest got here.
Gotcha.
Right now it's from my book club. So.
Maggie reads.
Because I'm an intellectual. okay.
Scoot,
so
scoot, let's go.
Oh, God. They dive to catch benthic invertebrates.
Ooh, we've talked about benthic.
I was just going to say, would you like to remind the class what benthic means?
Is that like seafloor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, I don't actually know that I remember.
You're like, I'm struggling. Yes. So crustaceans, herring spawn, mollusks, you know, whatever. They're very good at adjusting their prey preference based on what's available and in season.
Good for them.
I know.
I know, like, a lot of people who don't do that.
I know. Well, because people are greedy. They are also molt migrants. Do you know what that is?
They migrate based on their molting patterns.
Roughly, yes. So after breeding, they go to molt in a different area, which if you're not familiar with a lot of seabirds and how they molt, they shed their flight feathers, which makes them flightless during a 4 to 6 week time period. So like, it's a pretty energy intensive time span where they're just lethargic and they look scruffy as fuck. So that they do this uniquely after they breed, and they go to it. Usually they'll fly like closer to where their wintering grounds are. So for example, they'll breed up in northern Canada, they'll come down to Maine, and then they'll molt. Like, okay, I'm ready. And then
good to go.
Then they'll spend their time out on the water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, as we wrap up, they need a running start to take off from the water.
Same.
And you can walk on water?
I try. Stop. You've never tried that before?
You know what? I haven't.
You weren't a lifeguard for 7 years, like some of us.
I was only a lifeguard for 3. Wow, thank you.
You've never... Wait, did I ever tell... Okay, so I was part of this, like... I know we don't have time for tangents, but I don't care. One summer when I was working at the pools, I was part of this, like, international scavenger hunt where it was, like, this... It's called Gishwas. It was a giant scavenger hunt where, like, there were all these, like, random tasks that you had to complete, and one of them was to walk on water, and so you had to get a picture of it, and so I...
You get those...
I, basically, not hired, because I didn't pay them. I got a bunch of kids from the local pool to help me, and I got a clear, like, giant Rubbermaid container, and had them hold it, and I stood on top of it, and then they looked at me like I was Jesus, and it looked like I was standing on top of water. I mean, a picture. I can post it.
That's creative. That's great. I'd love to see it. I'm sure it's quality.
My hair looks awful in it, but it's really funny.
This is a recurring theme that your hair looks awful in photos.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because you said that yourself 30 minutes ago.
I know.
Okay, so the Western population of the surf scoter has plummeted by 50%.
What?
And really that is just because of anthropogenic influence, right? You know, oceans are getting hotter because of climate change. We are usurping their breeding habitat. It's just humans. So, however, despite their populations in certain Western breeding grounds, they're actually listed as least concern.
Okay.
So generally they're doing all right.
We'll take a win.
Yeah, you know, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
Surf scoters, check them out. They're my favorite scoter.
I don't think I know a lot about scoters, so I'm glad that now I know more than I did about scoters.
Slightly more.
Slightly more.
Just
a little bit.
Good sea duck that's more like a seabird.
I need to look more into sea ducks.
But, like, they're more than a sea duck, because they're not an eider.
Sorry. They're more than a sea duck.
They're better at flying than, a lot of ducks.
Gotcha. I will say, that was when I did, like, a bunch of... I would, like, take kids to this wildlife refuge, and we'd identify birds. And the way you identify a duck is because it looks like it's struggling to fly.
Yeah, no,
these guys are both. Like, see that? It looks like it's going to fall out of the sky. It's a duck.
It's a duck.
So it's fair.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well done.
So there you have it.
Oh, so happy.
All right. But this is just a reminder, though. We've skimmed through a lot of these animals a lot. Just two this episode.
We're moving fast.
We went really quickly, so don't cite us in anything. We are not professionals. We're just really excited about animals. We want you to get excited about them like we are. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's the disclaimer. Okay, so tune in again next episode. But before you actually do that, I should really pull up the script.
Oh, you're just going off of memory.
I was going off of memory.
Usually you're pretty good at that.
I never pull it up. It
makes me happy that you're shit at it sometimes.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you want more content, check us out on Instagram. We're at The Watering Hole Pod. You can also follow our YouTube channel and get all of this in visual context, which maybe you don't want.
We look good.
So that's on YouTube. What are we? We're at The Watering Hole Pod also. Yeah. We even have a website and an email address. They're both The Watering Hole Pod.
We pay for a lot of things, people.
Yeah. Please follow. Send us emails. Tell us you like what we're doing. Leave us a review, even, if you'd like to do that. That would be great. It would help us reach more audience members like you that are interested about wildlife. But until then, tune in. Not until then.
You have it up.
I don't have it up. I didn't pull it up. I panicked. I couldn't find it. Tune in next time when we learn about more animals, the threats they face, and why they're cool.
Yeah, we're cutting it. We're done. We're out of here. We don't have time.